Welcome to the People and Performance Podcast, featuring guest experts from such global brands as NASA, Salesforce, the Milwaukee Bucks, Staples Professional, IBM, Mutual of America, Xero, and Simon Sinek Inc. The show offers expert insights into the strategic capabilities and behaviors needed to grow and sustain employee performance.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the People and Performance Podcast. Hey, this is Bill Banham, your co-host and editor over at the HR Gazette. In this episode, we look at some of the biggest challenges that HR pros and leaders are facing in 2023 when it comes to ensuring company-wide high performance. Our guest in this edition of the People and Performance Pod is Andrew Partlow, founder and managing partner over at Series B Consulting. Andrew is also co-author of Scaling for Success, People Priorities for High Growth Organizations, which helps businesses to articulate their people strategy and accelerate their growth while navigating rapid change. Andrew has 25 years of HR and talent management experience at organizations across a wide spectrum of sizes, maturity stages, and industries. Andrew also founded the People Leader Accelerator, which is the preeminent development program for startup HR leaders. If you enjoy this conversation that Chris Buehling and I had with Andrew, then please remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Andrew, welcome to the People and Performance Podcast today.
Bill, thank you. Really great to be with you.
Chris and I are delighted to have you here, and we've got loads of questions for you, Andrew. To start, why don't you tell our listeners a bit about yourself and the mission of the People Leader Accelerator?
Sure. Well, I am a lifelong, or at least career-long, human resources professional. I've been in-house companies from Fortune 50 to less than 50 employees over about a 25-year period. And then about 4 years ago, I exited the in-house world, pulled my golden parachute, wrote my bucket list book, and I started consulting and advising with primarily venture-backed and private equity-backed organizations and many of their HR leaders. So today, I lead People Leader Accelerator and my own single shingle consulting shop called Series B Consulting.
So, Andrew, you work with a variety of venture-backed and private equity-owned companies, of course. You must see a lot. What dynamics are you seeing in the current economic environment, and how does that impact people management?
Boy, the dynamics at hand are this massive shift from competition for talent to more power being held by the employers. As especially big tech and then the startup community is laying off at a unprecedented level, that at least exclusive of the COVID pandemic blip. With those layoffs, the competition for talent has changed, and that's one. And second, and this is strongly related, remote and distributed work continues to advance, and workers are expecting to work remote, and employers are starting to figure out they have much larger talent pools if they source in a more dispersed fashion. And then maybe the third factor that I'm seeing is around regulation related to pay transparency. Specifically here in the States, more states are starting to pass requirements about sharing pay ranges with candidates. And that's become an area of increasing interest for workers and their employers. So those are three areas that, whether it's venture or private equity or even public companies, I think broadly these are issues that we're wrestling with in the professional world today.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. So along those areas or even some different ones, what do you think leaders can do to help their organizations be more successful at navigating these types of times?
I think it's important that more organizations reestablish their foundations, go back to the basics. You know, there's a lot of talk in the zeitgeist about these issues. And if you adopt more of a first principles approach, what are we trying to do? What are our three most important goals as an organization? That will help you guide and navigate through these challenging times. We haven't dealt with this particular type of pay transparency regulation in the past, and the information age and what impact that has on worker sentiment. Remote work is still relatively new to us. What are the pros and cons for your organization? What are you trying to accomplish? So I'd say, yes, we are in a rapidly evolving, rapidly changing environment, but be strongly rooted in the key goals and priorities of your organization. And that will help you make some of these decisions as you're confronted with change.
Excellent. And as a follow-on to that, and by the way, I love that, bringing it back to the foundational components and the key principles that are out there. The question then comes back to, you know, if you go back to your foundation, maybe you weren't there, but as you're moving forward there and with some of these pieces that are coming down the line, how can your HR leaders be more strategic in their efforts?
Yeah, I'd love this question. Really appreciate that, Chris. And a lot of my work is with HR leaders, helping them to up-level and be more successful. And a lot of it comes down to working on the right things. So this is a continuation of the back to basics, or be brilliant at the basics. HR professionals, maybe more so than other functional areas and departments, we can find ourselves becoming advocates for ideas and causes. And boy, how many times have you heard somebody say, take care of the people and they'll take care of the organization? You know, that may be generally, or at least directionally, correct. But boy, if you are not grounding yourself as a leader in your organization on what helps your organization to meet its goals, and really clearly aligning your activities and your priorities with what helps your organization advance, then you're at risk of ending up on HR Island, working on things that matter to HR people rather than things that are really essential to the business. So maybe to offer you a tighter soundbite around this question, how can HR leaders be more strategic? Work on the right things.
As you look forward to 2023, you know, you've coached a lot of people, you've mentored lots of leaders. What do you see as some of the most common or most significant challenges that HR leaders are facing as we roll into 2023, in addition to or in parallel with some of the pieces you've talked about already?
You know, I think I'll continue the theme. I think the most significant challenge that HR leaders are facing are bright, shiny objects, are chasing what's hot and new and interesting. And boy, how many webinars or events have I been to where we talk about what's new in HR? And I think that HR leaders will generally be more effective if we focus on what's old or what's core or what's essential, rather than, and boy, I accuse, you know, many CEO founders of coming in on Monday with a bunch of, you know, new ideas and let's go implement Holacracy. I had that happen to me on a Monday from a CEO I worked with. I think that the most significant challenge is being distracted by these new things that are happening around us and losing sight of what's most important for our organization.
Brilliant. We used to call it the interesting article approach. I need to update my terminology, like the interesting tweet. I loved your analogy with a shiny object.
Interesting tweets, Mr. Buehling. Isn't Twitter dead these days? Or there's another conversation we can have, eh? As of today, as we record that this episode, I heard on the news that Mr. Musk is upping his prices for that little tick. And if you use Apple, you've got to pay an extra $3 compared to someone who uses Android for some reason. Hey, Andrew, our next couple of questions are questions that we ask of all of our guests. Okay, so don't feel afraid to mention things that you've brought up so far in in the conversation today, because these are almost standalone questions, and then we cut them up and we use them for sound bites and whatnot, or in special episodes as montages and all these other things. The first question is as follows. In 1 minute or less, can you share one piece of advice or some direction that you were given by a mentor or a leader or a colleague that inspired you to perform at a higher level in your career?
I'll credit one of my first managers back at Pepsi with this idea. And that came up around annual planning. What would we work on as an HR function? And some adaptation of the words that he used were, human resources exists to help your organization meet its goals. Boy, based on our conversation today, I think that theme is continuing. We can't get distracted by the zeitgeist. We shouldn't find ourselves off on misfit HR island working on things that really only matter to HR pros. So work on the right things. And those are the things that help advance your organization.
This concept of a misfit HR island, by the way, one of the other things that I get up to is I create events for HR people and leaders. I just think that's potentially a wonderful brand to use. to be continued, listeners. To be continued. Okay, next question. And feel free to take up to 2 minutes. We'll be terribly generous for this one. From a culture and people processes perspective, Andrew, what does a high-performing company mean to you?
A high-performing company is making effective choices about its people, processes, programs, and policies. There's a real danger in adapting or adopting best practices. There are air quotes that I'm using right now. What works for Google or Facebook Meta is unlikely to be the right thing for a high-growth or formerly high-growth startup or a bootstrapped family-owned organization with a handful of dry cleaners across the Midwest. So make the right choices about how you operate and how you manage your team relative to your own organization. A high-performing organization will use critical thinking to design their people management practices.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant statements. Hey, this has been fun. We like to keep these short, and you've given us some great pearls of wisdom, and I love the way as you continued the thought process through the responses. And I think it's a great moment for people to reflect and think of what they're doing, our listeners for, anyway. But you're doing some great things, and you're doing the People Leader Accelerator, and you have your Series B Consulting. How can we and our listeners learn more about you?
Sure. Well, thanks for the softball, Chris. Please look me up on LinkedIn. Hopefully, I'm a fun follow. Continue to share content out there. Also, follow People Leader Accelerator, which is a professional development program for HR leaders. And actually, I'd love to make an offer to your listeners if possible.
Please feel free. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a series of guides, which are 50-plus page implementation workbooks on topics like how to be more strategic. And I'd love to offer your listeners a free download. We usually charge for those on the People Leader Accelerator website. If you're interested in checking out one of those, just use the code PODCAST and get a free download that should be helpful to you as an HR leader.
Andrew, thank you for giving that to our listeners out there. We appreciate that. And hopefully they'll see it and see the value and want more. And that'll be great. So we'll look you up on LinkedIn if we're not already connected. And, you got some great thoughts going here. And we appreciate your time today, spending these moments with us. And thank you.
Thank you for listening to the People and Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe.